as David mentioned, we are doing a new series, and it's actually called Our God, like a God of Miracles. That's what it is. These next 2 weeks is about God of Miracles, this morning, tonight, and then next week. Because wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, there is healing, there is His power in any area of our lives. So we are believing for the miraculous together. And how do we best encounter God for miracles for ourselves? How do we get miracles in our lives? How do we become a part of that? Well, part of it is actually having a relationship with God. If you're not here today and you don't have a relationship with God, that's fine. I'm going to give you an opportunity towards the end of the service where you can do that. You know, I have personally experienced God's miraculous power in healing, in debt cancellation, many things. Miracles are things, miracles, they defy natural laws. They really do. Miracles, they're beyond human comprehension. I mean, Gil was talked about how he could have been dead within 24 hours if he hadn't got to the hospital, but he did. It's just mind-blowing, the things that have happened. But what miracles do, they confirm God's promises. They reveal His character, and they bring glory to His name. He is our healer. So I said I've experienced personal healings and finances and my family, but I've also seen miracles. Years ago, I'd probably been a Christian for a couple of years at that time, and I got a bad report about my son. It was in his leg, and they said that he would have to have an operation, and the operation would actually take months to heal. And if he didn't have it, he was probably 13 at the time, if he didn't have that operation, by the time he was in his late teens, he would be in a lot of pain, and he'd still have to have the operation, and it would still take years sometimes. Like, if the longer you take to do it, the longer it takes to heal. So instead of months, it could take a year to heal. And I didn't know what to do. I just didn't want to do it. There was something in me, I thought, I don't want to do this. I don't know why, but I just don't want to do it. So I'm praying. I was, you know, a little bit of like, I can't say I was even really reading the Bible regularly at that time, but boy, I was praying. When you've got a need, you turn to God when you know He's there. Like, when nothing else happens and you think, well, what am I going to do? So I started to pray, and I didn't get an answer. So I was pretty disappointed about that. But what happened, a friend of mine rang me and said, hey, there's this healing guy coming to my place tonight. Why don't you come over? I'm like, why not? So we go there. Part of the reason for my son's problem with his leg is because his feet were totally flat. He had no arches in his feet, zero arches. So anyway, this guy, I'm watching him, he's doing all these miraculous things. He's praying for people, they're getting instantly healed. He prayed for this guy who had like hit his thumb with a sledgehammer, hadn't been able to move it, got healed immediately, instantly, just like that. I'm like, whoa! Like, you know, everyone's touching his thumb just to make sure it was working. But it was. It was just like, wow, isn't that amazing? And then he looks to me and he says, oh, is there anything that I want prayer for? And I go, well, no, but I don't know. Like, can you pray for arches and people's feet? Like, because so I get my son to take his shoes off. And I go, see, like, can you pray for arches? So he gets his foot and he holds it in his hand and he goes, and I'm watching, I'm right there, and he goes, in Jesus' name. And an arch came in his foot. I know, isn't that nuts? An arch. And I'm like, oh, you know, you'd think I'd be excited, and I was, but all I could think of was, are you going to do the other foot? Because this is going to be so weird. It's going to be so weird. A miraculous thing of God. And all I can think about, like, please do the other foot. So he does. He prays again. So I get to watch it again. And he just holds his foot and he goes, in Jesus' name. And there it is. And I'm like, woohoo, I was crying. Oh, it was amazing. Because I no longer had to take him for that operation. He's never had that operation. I mean, he's 31 now. He's never had the operation. He's never needed the operation. But that is the power of God. That's miraculous power. That same night, there was a man, and he had hip problems. Now, his hip problems were because one leg was shorter than the other, probably about 2 centimetres. And anyway, the guy that was leading this healing meeting, he goes to me, he goes, put your hand just below his knee, and he goes, and I want you to pray for him. I'm thinking, like, man, I'm an amateur. No, I don't think so. Like, there ain't going to be no arches happening here. But anyway, so I put my hand, and he goes, no, just do it. So I put my hand on this guy's knee, like just below his knee. And then he goes, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, what do I do now? He goes, well, like, believe and have faith and say, in Jesus' name. So I go, in Jesus' name. And I felt his leg move. People saw it. He got up. He no longer had, he was completely healed. He had no hip pain, and he had, like, and he wasn't, like, you know, hobbling anymore, because he had a little bit of a hobble. But then he was like, yeah. Yeah. But this is what happens. That's miraculous. So the healing power of God, Jesus is a healer. It wasn't me. It was Jesus. He is the healer. So yeah. Oh, it's amazing, isn't it? Like, we get to believe in a God who can make miracles happen. Oh, I'm getting all excited now. So we're going to be praying a little bit later for miracles. Don't worry if you need arches or you got short legs, whatever. Mind you, I should be able to pray for myself, like, both longer legs, longer legs. No, no, no. No, we're not going to have height prayers here. No, 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 people. Like, no. But later on, we will be praying for healing, because I believe in the power of God. But I believe, like, even in this time, right in your seat, you can feel the power and the presence and the healing power of God. You can get healed right where you are, because we can take him by his word. He says, be healed. And we are, like, okie dokie. Hello, online. You can also be healed in your, wherever you're watching, at the beach or in the, at the, yeah, who'd be at the beach? It's too cold. But in your lounge room, you can get healed as well. So throughout the Bible, we see people going through trials and situations that look impossible. Like God, he parted the Red Sea in the Bible so that the Israelites could leave Egypt and go on dry ground. That's nuts, isn't it? Jesus, he healed the sick. He restored sight to the blind. He walked on water. He provided abundantly where there was lack. Lazarus, who was this dead guy, Lazarus, he was dead for 4 days. And Jesus rose him from the dead. These aren't little stories. They happened. Lazarus was raised from the dead. See, Jesus can bring dead things to life. So no challenge, no obstacle or circumstance is beyond his ability to overcome. In Ephesians 3:20, it says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Great. Miracles are God's power and mercy at work. So we can have situations in our lives that seem impossible. You might have one right now, but all things are possible with God. In Matthew 19:26, it said, Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. In Jeremiah 32:27, it says, I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me? Anything too hard for God? No, all things are possible with him. And I just want to share, like, there's one story in the Bible that, like, the title of my message is Take You at Your Word. So I want to share, like, we've been singing this song lately. It's just got right. Anyway, forget the song. Like, this is an amazing story about where Jesus heals an official's son. So if I can have John 4, verse 46 to 54, that'd be great. Thank you. Here we go. Once more he visited Cana in Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine, and there was a certain royal official whose son lay sick at Capernaum. When this man heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and begged him to come and heal his son, who was close to death. Unless you people see signs and wonders, Jesus told him, you will never believe. The royal official said, sir, come down before my child dies. "Go," Jesus replied, "your son will live." The man took Jesus at his word and departed. While he was still on the way, his servants met him with the news that his boy was living. When he inquired as to the time when his son got better, they said to him, "Yesterday at 1 PM, the fever left him." Then the father realized that this was the exact time at which Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." So he and his whole household believed. This is an incredible story. But what happens there? The official had heard about Jesus, and so he goes to try and get Jesus to come to Capernaum to heal his son. And Jesus says to him, "Oh, gosh, unless you see signs and wonders, you'll never believe." So he was like thinking like, "Nah, don't think so, I'm not coming." But the royal official says, "Sir, come down." Like he's pleading with him to come and heal my son. And because of his persistence, like Jesus says, "Go, your son will live." So the man who didn't know, like he just thought, "Oh, well, he didn't lay hands on my son. I don't know what to do, but I'm going to take you at your word." And he went home. And on the way, he met his servants who told him that his son was alive. So there are a few things in this where we need to take God at his word. In your situation, in your marriage, in your relationships, in your family, in your finances, there are ways where we can take God at his word. And we can have the same result as he did. His son lived. Your finances can live. Your marriage can live. Your family can live. Your salvation of your children can come to pass. So when we take God at his word. The thing about it is, Jesus, he didn't go to Capernaum, but he still healed the official's son. Sometimes we can ask for God to do things in a certain way, but we don't actually leave him room to do it in the way he wants to do it. Let's not get caught up in a system of how we think that things will be either healed or like our marriage will be sorted or our families will. Let's not put him at like, "You've got to do it this way. You've got to do it that way. Like my finances, you've got to do it now and you've got to do it this way." No, we've got to take God at his word. We've got to listen to what he says to us and take him at his word. So there are a few things that can position us to encounter God's miracles. The first one is to have faith in God. The official, he had faith in God. He did. He took him at his word and he had faith. Like Jesus, he emphasizes the importance of faith. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, "Move from here to there," and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. I've thought about this a few times, like moving mountains. I'm thinking like, that's like crazy, amazing. But this is what we can do. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed. So you don't have to have a lot of faith, just have faith. Our belief in God's ability to perform miracles is foundational to experiencing them. Doubt and skepticism hinder the flow of God's miraculous power in our lives. When we doubt, when we're skeptical, we can actually stop the miraculous flowing in our own lives. Sharing testimonies like Gil just shared, it builds our faith and brings encouragement. In Revelation 12:11, it reminds us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the power of our testimony. When we share a story like that, I don't know about you, but as he was sharing, my faith went from here to there. This is what happens. This is why it's so important to share the great deeds that God has done in your life, the great things that he's done. There's so many things. I've had so many great things that have happened in my life because of Jesus. And I do want to share them because it builds not only my faith, it builds other people's faith. I mean, just you guys hearing about those arches, I mean, that's nuts, right? Isn't that like, that's a mind-blowing miracle. And I saw it. And I know it. That's and it just gives you faith that God can do anything. He can. So the first thing is to have faith in God and share miracles amongst us. You know, And Gil, he talked about doctors, he talked about treatment. I mean, God has created all healing. You know, God, he uses people, he uses doctors, he uses medicine. But our actual faith is not in the medicine. Our faith is in God. All right, so our faith is in God. The second thing, so we have faith in God. The second thing is to be persistent in prayer. So the official, he begged Jesus to come, even though at first he was like, oh boy, if you don't see miracles, like, blah, blah, blah. But he's like, no, I need you to come. So he was persistent about, he didn't give up on him coming. And then Jesus says, okay, you know, go, your son will live. So, but Jesus, he also taught his disciples to pray with persistence and faith, believing that God hears and answers our prayers according to his will. So in Matthew 7, verse 7 and 8, it says, ask and keep on asking, and it will be given to you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you will find. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who keeps on asking receives, and he who keeps on seeking finds, and he who keeps on knocking, it will be open. So it's not enough to just pray once. It is not enough. I've heard this many times on different things that I've listened to about healing. Like, the devil is working 24/7. One little prayer is not going to stack up. That's why when Gil talked about, not only did he have worship playing, but he had healing scriptures being sown into him. Even like that whole time. I've heard of a person who had cancer. He had recorded different scriptures, and he had them playing night and day in his ear, and he got completely healed in the name of Jesus. This is the power of the Word of God. So keep asking, keep praying. Get your group to pray with you. Get your church to pray with you. We want to pray for you. We want to believe. We believe that God has come so that we will have abundant life. Not a mediocre life, not a like limping life. No, he wants a full life, an abundant life for us. So let's keep on asking, be persistent in prayer. And one way you can do that and even grow in your prayer is coming up very soon. You know it, we've got 10 days of prayer and fasting. Oh, how I know, everyone's excited. So July the 8th to the 17th is when our prayer and fasting is happening. We've got a night of prayer and worship on the 9th of July at 6:30. And then we've also got revival prayer for an hour on the 16th. And on the 17th, we're going to open up IP intercessory prayer. So everyone can come crash that at 9 a.m. on the 17th of July. So those things are all happening because we want the miracles of God. We want to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, because that's what happens. When we fast, it intensifies our prayer. Fasting takes us further into the presence of God. And when we pray, and I find that when I fast, I just feel uncluttered. It's like this uncluttering happens in my head, where I just feel the presence of God closer and more sensitive to hearing him. If you've got stuff going on, you really need to press in and fast and pray, hear from God. So I've had so many personal breakthroughs from fasting. I am a believer in fasting. Yes. I've seen my mother give her life to Jesus after fasting, and I had a vision of her giving her heart to Jesus, and she did it on that next Sunday. So these are the things. When you fast, when you press into prayer, my finances, during fasting, I had an idea on how to help with my finances. And not only did it help with my finances, it actually led to paying my house off way quicker than I could have ever done before. This is what happens when you fast and pray. Yeah. So let's get into it, people. I know that sometimes you might think you might give up a bit of food, but if you really want to see breakthrough in your life, fasting and praying, 8th of July.
Great.
Whew, looking forward to it. So back to, we've got to have faith and persistent prayer. The third thing is to declare the word of God. Take God by his word. Take him by his word. Declare it. The official, he did. He heard him say, your son is like, will live. And he took him by his word and he went. So that's what we need to do. Take God by his word. Take him by his word. In Isaiah 55:11, it says, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." I learned that scripture years ago because I needed to know that every time I pray, every time I speak the word of God, every time, even though circumstances may look rubbish for what I'm praying for, God's word will not return to him void. It will not. It will not. It will go forth. It will accomplish what he pleases, and it shall prosper in the thing for which it was sent. That's why his word is powerful. So I had a prophecy years ago. I was pretty timid, like quiet. Not really quiet, but I was timid, like shy. Like when it came to being a Christian, because I hadn't been a Christian for that long, I thought, well, all these other Christians, they're like awesome. I'm not really awesome. So I wasn't very bold in God. I wasn't bold in prayer. I wasn't bold in the Bible. And a person prophesied over me, and I just remember the words, you know, more than a conqueror. More than a conqueror. Then I went to the word of God. And in Romans 8:37-39, it says, "Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus." That scripture, at that time, I learned that scripture because every time something happened to me where I just didn't feel, I felt like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to do that, I would think, hey, I'm more than a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror through him who loved us. I'm more than a conqueror. And then, but that also, that scripture, that made me really realize, it was my breakthrough, that nothing could separate me from the love of God. Nothing at all. And nothing can separate you from the love of God. Because that's what it talks about. Yet in all these things, like how it starts like that, earlier in the chapter, it refers to trials and challenges and hardships and difficulties. But when tough times come, you call on the word of God. I'm more than a conqueror. That's taking God at his word. So I thought, I'm more than a conqueror. And you know what? At the time, I didn't really feel like it. But I did. After a while, that's for sure. I did start to feel like more than a conqueror. In Romans 4:17, it says, you know, it talks about how God, how we can call those things which are not as though they are. We can do that. The word of God says that. We can call those things that are not as though they were, actually. Like they're happening. They already happened. So prophesy your breakthrough. Through the word of God. Get the word of God. I had a talk with Jane Clark. She's one of the ladies here at C3 Powerhouse. And she had insomnia for 60 years. 60 years insomnia. I talked to her about it. I said, well, how much did you used to sleep? And she said, normally around about 2 hours. 2 hours a night for 60 years. That's crazy, isn't it? And then she heard Pastor John talk about getting the word of God and made a commitment to say it for 30 days. So she got the scripture in Psalm 4:8. It says, "In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." So Jane took that word. She took that word and she started to say it over herself for 30 days. And then in April, she sent through a praise report saying that she'd been sleeping 6 hours a night for the past 6 months after 60 years of insomnia. Like, isn't that crazy? But that's what happens when you take God by his word. Do you know that there are many, many scriptures for different areas in the word of God, whether it is your finances? I mean, I've had times where I have just grab the word of God. You know, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth and he adds no sorrow to it. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and in health, even as my soul prospers. Oh Lord, that you shall increase me, that you'd bring increase to me and my family. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your family. I used to say that over and over again. It's the word of God. It's powerful. And it's definitely the reason that I've had financial breakthrough in my life. It's miraculous. God's word is miraculous. So I want you to think about what it is that you need a word from God for. And then when you go home, if you don't already have a scripture, find one. It doesn't have to be tons of them. Find one that really resonates with you. Memorize it, learn it, and take God at his word. You will see miracles happen. You will. So first thing, have faith in God. Second, persistence in prayer. And the third, declare the word of God. Take him at his word. So good. God is great.